With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump took the stage this afternoon in Detroit, where he promoted his approach to the nation's economy.
When you see energy coming down like I brought it down, and gasoline coming down, that brings everything else down. It's so much bigger than any other factor. When gasoline gets to be $1.99 a gallon, everything comes down. The donuts come down, the truck that delivers the donuts, the stove that makes the donuts, the whole thing, it all comes down, and it's coming down much faster than anybody can even believe.
Prices rose 0.3% last month, matching November's pace as gas and used cars both declined. The Supreme Court heard arguments today over state laws that bar male athletes from playing on girls' and women's school athletic teams. Justice Department Attorney Hashim Mupan equated an athlete taking gender-affirming hormones to taking performance-altering drugs.
In short, male athletes who take performance-altering drugs are not similarly situated to female athletes, and states need not treat them the same.
Meanwhile, Kathleen Hartnett argues that Idaho's ban no longer applies to her client, Boise State University student Lindsay Hecox, a male trying to play as a female.
Lindsay Hecox has mitigated that advantage because she has suppressed her testosterone for over a year and taken estrogen.
The case is at stake in Idaho and West Virginia. The White House says it supports the Justice Department's criminal probe of Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the White House is leaving the investigation of the Fed chair up to the Justice Department.
One thing for sure, the president's made it quite clear, is Jerome Powell is bad at his job. As for whether or not Jerome Powell is a criminal, that's an answer the Department of Justice is going to have to find out.
She insisted that the president believes in the independence of the central bank, despite his sharp criticism of Powell. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports there's a legal victory for religious freedom in the state of Massachusetts.
A federal judge has ordered the Lexington Public School District and Joseph Estabrook Elementary to stop pushing gay storybooks on Christian kids. A father is suing to keep his five-year-old from being exposed to LGBT books and lessons, and the judge has granted a preliminary injunction. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that parents in Maryland have the right to opt their children out of homosexual books and lessons in public schools. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to Voice of the Martyrs, the persecution of Christians is no longer confined to traditionally high-risk regions of the world. VOM's annual report doubles the number of Latin American countries on the watch list by adding Honduras and Nicaragua. Venezuela and parts of Mexico were also included in the 2025 edition. Spokesman Todd Nettleton says Latin American believers are increasingly facing persecution. This is SRN News. A Chicago doctor has been accused of killing his ex-wife and her remarried husband in Ohio.
Michael David McKee has been charged with premeditated aggravated murder in the shooting deaths of 39-year-old Monique Tepe, whom he divorced in 2017, and 37-year-old Dr. Spencer Tepe. They were found dead in their Columbus home on December 30th. The arrest ends nearly 2 weeks of speculation about the killings. Police found no signs of forced entry, nothing was stolen, and no weapon was found. The couple's two young children and their dog were left unharmed in the home. The family says in a statement that it trusts the justice system to hold McKee accountable. I'm Mike Hempen.
It's been a rough day on Wall Street, not far from the close. The Dow right now is down by 481 points, the NASDAQ off 86, the S&P 500 showing a loss of 31. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.